Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests, Damon Clark, who is instructor and specialist with Zion Recovery here in the studio. And then we have another person, Stephanie Olson, online. So, hey, this is a new experience for me. Welcome to you, Stephanie, and welcome to you, Damon.
Thank you.
So,
thank you.
Yes, Damon, what's happening? Because it's happening today.
It is. And our guest speaker is the director for Set Me Free Project. They are a partnership that we have collaborated with in the past. They have a very great presentation and education that needs to be out there and people need to be aware of. Human trafficking. We had actually one of her speakers come to the high school in CAM this week and did a phenomenal job on her presentation. And I'm going to hand it over to Stephanie and let her explain a little bit more about what Set Me Free Project is.
Thank you. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you, Damon. I appreciate that. Yes, we love to be working with Zion Recovery and working in Iowa. We do prevention education on the dangers of sex trafficking and social media safety. So our focus is really to stop sex trafficking, human trafficking as a whole, before it even begins. And we know that our kiddos are the ones that are being targeted by traffickers. And there's this idea that it's about kidnapping, and we've got to be careful about that. But the reality is that traffickers are building relationships with our kids through social media. And so that's why it is so important that the kiddos are educated, that the community is educated, and that's what we are all about.
Okay, Stephanie, when you're saying kiddos, when I envision kiddos, I'm envisioning 5 and 6 year olds. But so what age do we really need to be concerned about human trafficking? When does that start?
Great question. It can begin at any age, and so that's really important to know. The average age for entry into sex trafficking for girls is anywhere between 12 and 19. That's the average age. And then for boys, it starts even younger, 10 to 11. And so we have a curriculum from third grade through college for youth. And then we have curriculum for adults as well, so parents, social service industries, corporations, anyone who will listen to us.
So human trafficking has been going on, I think, almost since the beginning of time. But but now we're hearing more about it, and I'm assuming the numbers go up because you talked about social media.
Yeah. We are seeing an increase, and I think part of that is simple awareness. We are aware that it's happening. We're recognizing that it looks different than we think it does. And yeah, social media has changed our society. And so it's not only changed the world way that we interact and that we do business, but it also changes the way that traffickers do business as well.
Okay, Stephanie, you said you have this curriculum starting at third grade, and you've been to CAM. Talk a little bit about, you know, what's the curriculum like? How do the children react to this? What are some of the questions they have? Talk a little bit about that whole scenario.
Sure, absolutely. Well, for little ones, so 3rd through 6, we're actually not talking about sex trafficking per se. That's probably one of the biggest concerns parents have. But we're really starting that conversation, and we're talking about empathy and responsibility and social media safety. And we're trying to get in front of the problem. So we're talking to potential victims, and unfortunately, we know we're talking to potential perpetrators too. And so we're trying to start that conversation at a very young age, talking to them about the importance of consent and things like that. And then in middle school and high school, we really start that conversation about what sex trafficking is and how they are at risk and how they can keep themselves and their friends safe. We talk about social media safety with every presentation we do because that is such an important piece. of the puzzle, but we also address things like healthy relationships and dating violence, because those are all strangely linked.
Mm-hmm.
All of our presentations are a lot of fun, very interactive. We get the kids up and moving, and we laugh a lot despite the topic. We think that it is so important to bring humor and to bring fun into any presentation where you're going to need to have an impact.
Okay, Damon, you had a comment, a reaction?
During the presentation with the CAM, we did the seniors, and one of the slides they have, it talks about modern-day slavery. Really got their attention. And I wanted her to, Stephanie, explain a little bit about that, you know, why that's so important and why it's, you know, why do they call it modern-day slavery? Because we don't recognize it, or the awareness is not here, and what we find out, it's happening here in Cass County.
Yeah, that's right. Some people would not believe that. And I want to, I maybe shouldn't do this, but I want to interrupt the thought pattern here for a minute. And Damon, tell us when this program is going on, because it is today. When and where?
Well, they're speaking today at the United Church of Christ.
Okay.
At 11:30. That's at the Clean Coalition.
Okay. So I just wanted to put that in there, Stephanie, because people who are listening may be going, well, can I find out more? Well, you can today.
Absolutely.
So let's move on to this comment that Damon made. You know, you're talking about those younger children. Now he's talking about your presentation to seniors and probably to other folks, too, about slavery.
Right. Yeah, Damon, great point, because I think a lot of times we don't link what sex trafficking, human trafficking actually is. And so when we think about slavery, we know that slavery has been going on since the beginning of time. We, our kids are learning about American history, and they learn about the slavery that has happened right here in America, and that it was abolished in 1865. But even though it was abolished legally, it has not stopped. And so having that understanding that although it looks perhaps different than they might envision it, human trafficking is modern-day slavery. It is the buying and selling of human beings. And I think a lot of times when we think about sex trafficking, we equate it to something else, but it really is slavery.
So, you know, one of the things they talked about, and it's a scary topic at times, especially, you know, in a small community, but human trafficking could be where they're using their children to pay rent money.
That's sort of unbelievable. But when you think about all the needs there are and what people will do, it's certainly possible when we hear that. And so did you want to react to that, Stephanie?
Well, I did just want to respond that we often think of human trafficking happening overseas or happening in big cities, but we see such an increase in it happening in small communities, and it is truly happening in every community. And when we look at what is happening, we are seeing a huge increase of familial trafficking, which is what you're talking about, Damon. And I was in a small community in Nebraska and talking to a group of third graders, and one of the students was being sold by her mom for drugs. And so it is an insidious, ugly thing, and things that we can't even imagine would happen in our communities.
So all of this, pretty unbelievable. We want to kind of shut the door on that. Don't talk about it. Don't realize it's there.
Right.
But it is, and we all need to be knowing that it's here. So, Damon, again, remind us of when people can come and hear more today.
Absolutely. So today is at 11:30 at the United Church of Christ. The Set Me Free Project will be doing the presentation. And we collaborate as much as we can. As you know, the comorbidity of all of this, you know, buying and selling drugs and children, we need to provide that awareness. And we partner with Set Me Free, so we can, you know, so get people's attention. Say, look, we need to be aware and parental monitoring. What is going on? What's happening? We need to protect our youth.
For sure. We all have that responsibility. Thank you very much to Stephanie Olson for being here. Thank you to Damon Clark.
Thank you.
And I think thanks to Zion Recovery for doing all this work and all the other people that are involved with CLEAN. And until next time, become knowledgeable and be aware.